The Akashic field has been interpreted by every culture to make it meaningful to that culture. In and of itself, the field is pure potential. But the great spiritual guides of the past wanted to reassure their followers that space wasn't the same as a void. We know this because our own inner silence isn't a void. It doesn't take dying to go beyond thoughts and images. When someone meditates deeply enough, thoughts disappear and leave only the experience of silence. The Vedic sages tell us that it's a very rich silence indeed. We've been following the soul's journey into the highest stage it can attain, which is the Akasha itself, the source of creativity. Different spiritual traditions envision this endpoint in different ways. Here are the seven that continue to shape how people experience their spiritual journey. 1. Paradise. Your soul finds itself in a perfect world created by God. You go to paradise as a reward and never leave. If you are bad, you go to Satan's home and never leave it. 2. The Godhead. Your soul returns to God, but not to any particular place. You discover the location of God as a timeless state infused with His presence. 3. The Spirit World. Your soul rests in the realm of departed spirits. It rejoins your ancestors and those who passed on before you, who are gathered with the Great Spirit. 4. Transcendence. Your soul performs a vanishing act in which the expression of the specific person dissolves, either quickly or gradually. The pure soul rejoins the sea of consciousness from which it was born. 5. Transmigration. Your soul is caught in the cycle of rebirth. Depending on your karma, your soul moves from lower to higher life forms, and even may be reborn in objects. The cycle continues eternally until your soul escapes through higher realization. 6. Awakening. Your soul arrives in the light. It sees with complete clarity for the first time, realizing the truth of existence that was masked by being in a physical body. 7. Dissolution. Eternity is nothingness. As the chemical components of your body return to basic atoms and molecules, the consciousness created by the brain disappears completely. You are no more. There is a good deal of cultural overlap here as one tradition feeds into another. Being born in a certain culture, however, doesn't determine where your soul finds itself after crossing over. Eternal life, it turns out, is also very personal. Right now, the decisions we make determine how life proceeds. We don't go through life simply making good choices and bad ones. We go through life making who we are. Choice is the hand that shapes the raw clay of a person. With a little thought, each of us can answer questions about who we are and our purpose in life. All we need to do, if we wish to choose what happens in Akasha, is to extend the same questions over the threshold of physical death. What do you want your story to be after you die? What do you expect will happen next? What does the afterlife mean to you personally? Where will your last breath take you? How will you get there? Who will block your way? Who will help you along? The rishis taught that self-exploration is the most important thing one can do to prepare for the afterlife. All the tactics we use to avoid ourselves must be dissolved. Buddhism sometimes describes its practices as a conscious process of dying. One dies to old memories, conditioning, habits, and self-denial, all the things that the mind uses not to see itself. The mystery, strangely enough, is how we manage to restrict the unbounded potential of our minds. But we do. The choices we make build invisible barriers that only we can take down.